This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Armand Robinson, please note the following medical letter. The first name is A-R-M-A-N-D, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. On April 26, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed thousands of pages of medical records, comma, billing, comma, as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 81-year-old male, height 5'10", weight 145 pounds, who is involved in a fall on ice on or about February 4th, 2022, period. This occurred at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store as he was stepping out the door. There was ice that caused him to essentially do the splits. He hit his head on concrete, period. Although he denied probable loss of consciousness, he did sustain head injury as well as other injuries, period. The patient had immediate pain in his head, comma, right elbow, comma, scrotum, comma, entire back, period. The next day he had worse pain, including the right hip and the back, period. Near the time of his injury, he lost control of his urine, and this occurred within 1 hour later. This occurred 1 hour later, period. It was also determined that his surgically emplaced artificial sphincter was damaged, causing the urinary incontinence, period. He is also having persistent headaches, period. New paragraph. The patient's headaches are also associated with a loss of balance, period. The headaches are constant, period. They are located behind the eyes and sinus areas, period. It is described as an aching pain and occasionally a ringing in the ears, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The loss of balance is constant, period. It is worse when he's standing up and attempts to use his cane and walker, period. He does require at least a cane for assistance all the time, period. He did have a normal gait prior to the injury and did not require a cane, period. New paragraph. The patient states the urinary incontinence is caused by damage to the artificial sphincter that was inserted several years ago for urinary incontinence due to bladder damage, period. The patient uses this device to assist in urination as a bulb is used to activate the device, period. He states that he was not having incontinence or the required use of diapers or pads up until the fall of February 4th, 2022, period. He states now he has 100% incontinence, requiring diapers 100% of the time, period. He has a new onset of pain located in the scrotum, period. It is intermittent, period. It is worse when he sits on hard chairs, period. The pain occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sitting on hard chairs, comma, sports such as fishing, comma, walking over a half block, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, sleeping, comma, climbing on ladders, comma, balance issues, comma, sexual difficulties, as he is now impotent, which is a new onset period. As a result of this, he is having problems associating with women as a result of this period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen in the emergency room at the VA hospital. They advised diapers and scheduled him with Dr. Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N, a staff urologist, period. He did see him. He was later scoped and then scheduled for surgery, where they did surgery on the scrotum to remove the broken artificial sphincter, period. He had 2 to 3 surgeries at the VA, period. The new sphincter failed in that it leaked and requires pads, but not a full diaper, period. He was seen in the office several times for leaks, period. He was sent to equilibrium classes and exercises, period. He did have CTs of the brain, period. He states that the classes and exercises for equilibrium problems have failed, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicine, comma, 2 blood pressure medicines, comma, arthritis medicine, comma, Celebrex, comma, an asthma inhaler, comma, sinus medicines, comma, aspirin as a blood thinner, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, urinary pads, comma, a walker, comma, a cane, comma, and a prescription joint analgesic cream, period. New paragraph. Past medical history includes hypertension, comma, arthritis, comma, asthma, comma, sinus problems, comma, CVA in 1995, comma, and prostatic carcinoma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals for this condition he has had 2 to 3 surgeries of his scrotum, period. Several years ago, he did have an artificial sphincter inserted in the scrotum and urethra, period. He has had hip replacement, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had a prior history of headaches, period. The patient has not had a prior history of balance problems, and he did not require a cane in the past, period. The patient states that he did have urinary incontinence prior to this accident. But the initial artificial sphincter that was inserted prior to this accident worked fine, period. The patient has not had other bladder or urinary problems, period. The patient did have a fall at a motel on black ice before 2022 injury, period. He fractured his elbow and had a splint with some physical therapy, period. This healed totally in 2 to 3 months without permanency, period. The patient had an automobile accident several years ago. He was unconscious and was in the hospital overnight without any permanency or persistent headaches, period. The patient has not had prior head trauma other than this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient is a retired police officer until 1986, period. As a result of this 2022 injury, he has not had any work missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on a sampling amount of records. There were literally thousands of pages of records. I'm just going to comment on some of the sampling pertinent studies, period. Pre-injury report from Community Health Network, March 14th, 2021. ED Community North, complaints of left lateral rib and flank pain, period. The patient states he fell on the ice a couple months ago, period. He was seen in the ED for evaluation after this and did not have any obvious fractures, period. Impression one, rib pain on the left side, two, hiatal hernia, end of report. Other prior medical records, Community Health Network, January 16th, 2021, ED. Chief complaint, slipped on ice while walking dog. Hit head, but no loss of consciousness. Complained of right-sided pain, period. Clinical impression one, contusion of the right shoulder. Two, contusion of the scalp. Three, contusion of the right elbow. Four, contusion of the right hip, period. End of report. Old records, progress note, urology, June 9th, 2021. Here is a follow-up for his prostatic cancer, period. Capital IPP, that's IPP, placement, April 29th of 2008, and then in AUS, that's capital AUS, with remove slash replace in September of 2019 after an MVA period. Today, the patient's PSA is rising. He denies any hematuria or dysuria, period. He reports is his IPP, that's IPP, and AUS function well without issues, period. End of report. Pre-records, Indiana University, urology. Mr. Robinson was involved in a motor vehicle collision on February 21st, 2019. Long history of prostatic carcinoma. Originally developed post-cancer incontinence and underwent a urinary implant called an artificial urinary sphincter at the VA on March 26, 2018, period. He reports good improvement of his urinary leakage, period. Immediately after MVC, he contacted the urology office March 26, 2019, regarding his device was not working and his incontinence has returned, period. On September 18, 2019, a cystoscopy revealed a non-functioning of the device and a recommendation to have it removed, period. Underwent explant and a replacement September 30th, 2019, without event, period. Postoperative follow-up on November 12, 2019, demonstrated correction of his incontinence, period. End of report. Urology clinic note, August 8th, 2022. Referred from the VA with ongoing issues of urinary incontinence, post-prostatectomy, period. He had a previous AUS placed at the VA and then unfortunately developed a mechanical failure of the device and had the device replaced, period. He is currently wearing an external condom catheter. He is here today to discuss replacement of the device, period. He would like to proceed with this as soon as possible, and I usually like to wait 4 to 6 months after an explant and erosion to allow the urethra to heal, period. Assessment, 78-year-old with post-prostate SUI with multiple AUS previously at VA, period. We'll consider replacement this fall, period. End of report. Operative note, October 2nd, 2022. Procedure 1, artificial urinary sphincter replacement. 2, cystoscopy, period. He has had multiple AUSs placed, comma, had explant due to erosion, period. He presents today for a replacement, period. Urology outpatient note, November 3rd, 2022. History of stress urinary incontinence with prior AUS work done at the VA hospital, period. He has a new AUS placement on October 4th, period. Assessment incontinence of urine. End of report. Community ED North Emergency Department, March 14th, 2021. This is prior to the injury. Presents to the ED with complaint of left lateral rib and flank pain, period. States he fell on the ice a couple months ago. Has been seen multiple times at the VA, he states, for this period. VA medical records, urology staff clinic note, April 13th, 2022. Status post-removal of AUS on March 14th, 2022. He is scheduled for a follow-up with Dr. Mellon to examine his wound, period. We spent significant time reviewing. He is over 1 month out from his surgery and that the pain is not common a month out, period. Does have a Foley catheter entered, period. End of report. Progress note from the VA primary care nursing note, April 12, 2022. Pain is in his scrotum and penis, period. End of report. Progress note VA occupational therapy note, March 25, 2022. Veteran reports fall on ice, February 4th, 22, outside of an O'Reilly auto parts store, period. He states that due to this fall, he injured his artificial urinary sphincter, and he needs to undergo recent surgery to remove it to allow for healing, period. He has increased weakness following the surgery on March 14th, 2022. Assessment. Veteran presents with increased weakness status post-fall that injured his artificial urinary sphincter, requiring operative intervention on March 14, 2022. From the above outlined, he will benefit from bathroom equipment to improve safety, period. End of report. Progress note, urology attending note, March 14, 2022. Status post IPP and AUS with AUS revised in 2019, period. Had a fall, which he states prompted difficulty urinating his AUS, period. Previously worked well, but he started to have to strain to urinate, period. Pump was deactivated and fully placed in the ED for about 600 cc's of retained urine. He came back to clinic where Cysto demonstrated complete erosion of the AUS cuff, period. Presents for explant, period. End of report. Progress note from the VA Urology Clinic. Procedure note, March 2nd, 2022. Patient states that he had a fall about a week ago. He states that a little longer than this, he has been having difficulty completely emptying his bladder, period. Whereas previously he would push his sphincter button and all his urine would empty. When he was seen back in the emergency room, he was only get a small dribble, period. Recommendations, 77-year-old here for cystoscopy after sphincter issues, period. He had a catheter placed in the emergency room, period. Cystoscopy today, the patient has an exposed cuff from the artificial urinary sphincter, period. Scheduled him for AUS removal, period. End of report. Progress note from the VA Physician Emergency Department note. He woke up this morning and his equilibrium was off. He was having some dizziness, period. CT angiogram of the neck and carotids performed. Impression, no acute intracranial hemorrhage, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis. Impression included penile prosthetic device as well as a urinary device identified, period. assessment, he also reports suprapubic abdominal pain and malfunctioning of his urethral pump, period. Reports he is able to dribble some urine out, comma, but having trouble emptying his bladder all the way for the past 2 to 3 days, period. End of report. Operative report, March 14th, 2022. Post-op diagnosis, AUS erosion. Procedure performed, AUS explant, period. He went to the emergency room for care after a fall and a Foley catheter was placed, period. He presents today for explant, period. End of report. Records from the VA emergency room, February 4th, 2022, which is the date of this injury, period. HPI presents to the ER with a complaint of being fallen on ice on a sidewalk outside of business today, striking the posterior aspect of his head, comma, right chest wall, comma, right elbow, and right shoulder, period. Patient had a brief period of loss of consciousness with the fall, period. On physical examination, hypertensive, likely due to pain in situation, CT of the head, no acute intracranial hemorrhage, cervical spine, no evidence of acute fracture, ribs, chronic right lateral eighth, ninth rib fracture deformities, period. Right shoulder, prior rotator cuff repair. Right elbow, suspicious for acute fracture involving the distal lateral humerus extending to the capitellum, C-A-P-I-T-E-L-L-U-M, with suggestion of intraarticular extension, period. Impression, humerus fracture, comma, fall, shoulder pain, and cervical algia, period. Plan, Vicodin for pain, discussed humeral fracture with orthopedics, period. We'll place posterior slab splint after CT scan is obtained to further evaluate, period. Consult place for orthopedics. We'll send patient home with sling to right arm in addition to posterior slab splint, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall on ice on February 4th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, head injury, comma, post-traumatic cephalgia, comma, post-traumatic disequilibrium with balance issues, period. Number 2, pelvic and scrotal trauma with trauma to the AUS, in parenthesis, artificial urinary sphincter, end of parenthesis, that was a replacement on September 30th, 2019 at IU, period. This was a major contributing factor to the present urinary incontinence and need for follow-up surgeries, period. Number 3, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, and humerus fracture improved, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of February 4th of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm going to discuss impermanency. The patient does have a permanent injury from this 2022 fall, which would consist of the persistent headaches and balance issues, as well as the urinary incontinence, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses would include the following, period. ongoing urinary pad and diapers will be necessary for the remainder of his life period. Estimated cost of these would be approximately $100 a month period. Ongoing over-the-counter and anti-inflammatory medications will cost approximately $115 a month for the remainder of his life period. Some additional physical therapy and educational classes to try to improve the equilibrium will be $3,000 period. The use of a cane and walker will be necessary at a cost of $150 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. A TENS unit will cost approximately $500 period. Some injections, perhaps Botox for the headaches, will cost approximately $3,500 period. Further surgical intervention may be necessary to help with the urinary incontinence period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's extensive medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.